save my soul, and that's not all. Hear my faith set free, and thank God I'm what I am today, not what I used to be. An old sinner drifting far from God, why not confess your sin? Just bring them all to Jesus, then you'll be born again. And he'll save your soul, and then you can stand and testify with me. And thank God I'm what I am today, not what I used to be.
Amen. Praise the
Lord. And I used to be all over now, they're buried in the sea. And they're underneath that precious blood that flowed from Calvary. And he saved my soul, and that's not all. Him I've been set free. And thank God I'm what I am today, not what I used to be. And thank God I'm what I am today, not what I used to be.
It's good. Hallelujah. Thank God.
I was talking to a man this morning up there at Aldi's, that grocery store. Now, I preach more at the grocery store. Most preachers will preach in church.
Right.
Not bragging, I'm just saying that's what, hey, if you wasn't preaching the grocery store, don't get up and toot your horn like you're a big shot. Hey. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 20, the Apostle Paul said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Right.
Oh, y'all pray for me. I'm going through the trials of Job. Oh, what's wrong? Well, I got a little sore throat. Don't feel like I'm going to be in church, did I? Hey, a lot of people are hunting a reason to lay out of the house of God.
Right.
So God said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Yeah.
But he goes on to say, but evil men and seducers, they're going to wax worse and worse,
right,
deceiving and being deceived.
That's right.
Well, you say, preacher, what am I supposed to do? God said, but continue down the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
Right.
And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And yeah, he did say all Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, any other testament, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Right.
And all Scripture is profitable.
Right.
Profitable for what? For doctrine.
Right.
That'll tell you what's right.
Yeah, it's good.
For doctrine.
Right.
For reproof. That'll tell you what ain't right.
Right.
For instruction in righteousness, that's how you how to get it right.
Sir.
Glory to God.
Right.
All Scriptures give the best praise to God. Hey, it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Oh, that's a bad word for that, the church. Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that old fella, I've never seen him before in my life. Probably won't ever see him again. I told him there, not the grocery store. I said, sir, did you know I used to run these roads drunk as a dog, mean as a snake? Wouldn't work in a pie.
Come on, Brady.
The assembly line sat.
Right.
And I said one night the police got after me, and they caught me, and they got me for drunk driving. Driving without a license, wrecking a state patrol car, resisting arrest, and trying to escape. That black man's eyes getting about that big red. He said, Lord have mercy, what else did you do? I said, I even tried to escape, and he took me to the hospital. My mouth cut wide open. I mean, ribs broke, just all in a mess. Now, hey, a lot of folks say it's hard to serve God. It ain't hard to serve God.
No.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I had a hard time trying to serve the devil.
Right. Well, the transgressor's hard.
And I
That's
tell you
right.
what, that devil leaves me high and dry and out to dry. And boy, I'm telling you what, I didn't think I'd go ever make. Hey, I told that black fella, I said, he took me to the hospital, sewed my mouth up. I said, I cursed everybody out there, tried to escape. They just slapped a big old bandage on my mouth, took me to the Cobb County Jail where I cooled my heels for a while. Woo! Glory to God. Best thing ever happened. But, hey, if a fella can't preach in a pullover shirt like I got on right now, Don't give them a $200 or $300 suit and say, see if you can preach it in. Hey, I'm telling you what.
Right.
Preach in hell, let the devil lead the singing if you won't try to tell me what to preach. Amen. Glory to God. And I said, sir, that old black man's eyes getting bigger and bigger. I figured he thought I was going to ask him for some money. I didn't need his money. Hey, I said, sir, one Sunday afternoon, here come a man down the catwalk.
Oh, tell us about it.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And I said, he looked in there.
Thank God for the
place. Dejected individual. Me and my wife split up about to get into the door. And I said, you ain't going to believe me, sir. That man told me, he said, young man, I don't know who you are, where you been, what you done, but he said, I'm here to tell you Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Did you know Jesus died to save you? And he said, if you'd be willing to get on your knees in that cell, repent of your sin, yeah, the Bible still says, except
right.
you repent, ye shall all likewise prayer.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Now these liberals and modernists and compromising, ear-tickling, back-scratching, little soft soap, shake a dollar bill in their face, they're about to have a nervous breakdown. They said, you preach that a man's got to repent in order to go to heaven. You're adding works to salvation.
Right.
Wonder why somebody didn't tell Paul.
Right.
That's right.
Paul preached that if you don't repent, you're going to bust hell wide open.
That's exactly
Amen.
Right.
And I said, sir, God has got me here. I know that. I knew God had arranged me to be there.
Sure.
And I tell you what, I began to call on God and ask God to be merciful to me and save my poor, wretched, never-dying soul. And you know what? God saved my never-dying soul. Hallelujah to God.
Good.
Hey, it wasn't long until the Lord put her home back together.
Oh,
she was out there living with her parents and got on drugs, taking drugs. I'm just an old drug, everything. But I remember when God got a hold of my heart and began to deal with me and let me know that he was going to help us and put us back together. And after God saved me, I called my wife on the telephone.
Hey, preacher, glory.
I said, Mom! I didn't call her Mama then. I called her something. Anyway, I said, listen, you ain't going to believe what happened to me. Hey, and if I was too ashamed to walk up and tell somebody, hey, I just walk up in Walmart, wherever I'm at. I say, did you get your Christmas card today? And I'll give one of them. And I say, you ain't going to believe what this stuff. I said, look at that. They even put Silent Night on the back of that track. Print it there so people know what it is. And I said, look at here. They even got Joy to the World in there. And here's a little thing. And I told them, I said, this is a little old church out there in the middle of nowhere, out there in Mississippi. And they ain't got enough sense to know that you can't do this kind of stuff nowadays. And I said, they print these things by the thousands. And I said, here the other day, they had me come out there. And I said, you're not going to believe this, sir. I said, the tires on my car done wore out. I mean, I went to a place to get them to look at the front. Hey, that car is so fancy that I had a right back tire that leaked down every side. I never did understand this preacher. Every time I'd start to the church, that thing would come up on that computer deal, and it showed me. It said your right tire is low. It don't talk, but it writes it out.
Right.
And it showed me. It said you got 20-something pounds on it, and you better put air in. I said, sir, every time I start the church, that thing will do that. He said, well, these two front tires, if you was to hit a good size a hole in the road, said, these things would blow. He got in there and turned the wheel, showed me. He said, look how they wore. Look how they wore on both sides, and they wore out. And he said, it's a miracle. He said, you're big enough to walk. I said, well, it ain't crowded. And he called him in. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I know you can't afford no new tires, but he said, I'll put you a couple of used ones on there. And he put me two pretty good tires on the front, $60. He mounted them, balanced the whole nine yards. Now, I ain't trying to give you no sob story. I'm telling you how good God's been
right.
with this old crazy stuff.
Sure.
And it's amazing. I had those two used tires I got. So Brother Bryant told me, said, if you come out here, Brother Clayton, we'll see about doing something about your tires. Well, when I got out there, and you know how you got that pull mouth in you.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, Brother Brown, let's just put two on the back. I said, I done put two on the front. Let's just put two on the back. He said, oh, no, Brother Clayton, we're going to get you a brand new set of tires.
About that.
I said, huh?
Right.
$600. Brand new set of tires.
Amen.
And I tell people, I said, you think I'm ashamed to get them out and thank God for what he's done for me and how good the Lord's been to us? Woo, glory to God. And I'm telling you, hey, old Reverend Ike, now I know he's a false prophet. He ain't got anything right. But I'm going to tell you, he had one thing right. You know what the old Reverend Ike used to say? He said, you can't lose with the stuff we
use. Right.
Amen. And I said, well, glory to God, even Reverend Ike could hit the ball once in a while. I tell you, they put a brand new set. Here's a little old church out there in the middle of nowhere. The building burned out. And they just go down there to the print shop and just start making a church out of that. And keeps the printing presses
right.
A rolling.
Right.
And keeps the gospel a going.
Yes,
and
sir.
And God will honor it. And God
yes,
will
he will.
It, and God will smile on it.
Right.
Every time. Hallelujah to God.
Good preacher.
Hey, I told that fella, I said, you ain't going to believe this, sir. But I said, me and my wife, after the Lord put us back together, we went over to this supermarket. We used to train Smith Supermarket, and I walked in there, and I had the guitar. And my wife, she used to have this squeeze box. They call it accordion. I call it a mother-in-law box. You say, why do you call it a mother-in-law box? Well, you got to squeeze all the air out of it for it to shut up. That's why I call it a mother-in-law box. But anyway, I walked in that store, and I said, Mr. Smith, now this is Mr. Smith was such a great Christian. He would buy Bibles out of his own money, out of his own pocket, and take them and distribute them in the jailhouse. I mean, what a Christian. I walked in there and I said, Mr. Smith, would you care if we set up out here in front of your store, maybe sung a few nice songs about Jesus and testified a little about the grace of God? Man, you know, he could have run me off, told me to get out of there, and I still heard his big day. He didn't. You know what he said, sir? He said, I'll bring that help my business. I think that'd be wonderful. I said, well, I knew it ain't going to help your business, but thank the Lord that you think that. Hey, we got out there, and Mama cranked that squeeze box up, that mother-in-law box, and I cranked that guitar up, and then we started singing, though the vilest sinner you may be, well, blessed Jesus loves you too. Mama had that squeeze box. Boy, it sounded good. Blessed Jesus dearly loves you, and he's a friend so kind and true. Here come a black man, probably nearly 70 years old. He come walking up there, had a pair of BM overalls on his thumbs in his suspender. Is that Reverend? Would you put that guitar down long enough to get out of here and praise with me? He said, I want to get born again. Hallelujah. And I put the guitar down, got out there and prayed with him, and he said he got born again. You say, do you believe he really got saved? If he really trusted Jesus, he got saved.
Hallelujah. Good, preacher. Right, good.
My.
Right.
You know what we need to learn, children?
Come on.
Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe and doing exactly what the Lord commands and doing it happily. You see, action is the key to obedience and joy you will receive. For obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. For obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. I'm doing pretty good for a sick man and a whole and we want to live want to do our best,
right.
And sweetly submitting to authority, and leaving to God the rest, and just walking in the light, keeping our attitudes right. Ain't no preacher gonna tell me what to do. Just walking in the light, keeping our attitudes right, on the narrow way. For if you believe God's word, you'll receive, and you always will obey. You spell it O-B-E-D-I-N-C-E. For obedience is the very best way to show that you believe.
and obedience is the very best way to show that you believe.
Amen.
Got one more.
Yes,
little
yes.
Piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. And a little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. If you want any more, you have to sing it yourself. Thank you, man. You ain't never heard it on this place, you know. Woo! I'm so glad I'm saved. I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. Well, glory to God. Good to be back. Well, take the offering up for somebody.
Right.
I give the first nickel. Because I don't say that. I don't have a nickel. I don't know what I can do.
Looks like I'm glad God saved you.
I am too, Bridget. You.
Amen.
If I didn't get saved, I'd either be in hell or in jail or just out on my.
Right.
I mean, God had mercy on me.
Right.
He knew I was a character, but he said, I can work with character. He's been so merciful to me.
Right,
y'all pray for my wife. She's just about to leave this world. She got now where she can't control her body function. I mean, she's in bad shape. I spent a lot of time just trying to wash them old things out, you know, like you have to put on the bed so it won't mess the bed up. I've washed them out far and stuff. And I'm glad to do it, but I tell you, it's pretty rough.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Just laying there and just dying to me. You know.
Sure.
It's tough, but the Lord's got grace.
Right.
And he's going to help us.
Well, I'm glad these youngins get to be part of this.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
Amen. Real glad they get to hear it and they get to see it. I'm real glad for that.
Yes.
Real to death about that. Amen. I'm glad you saved, brother. I'm glad God come by that jail.
Yeah, me too, Rachel.
Oh, appreciate that.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God's mercy.
Amen.
Sure is. Brother Clayton ain't no show.
No.
It's not a show. I called him last week. He was sick. He was out there weed eating his yard. He stopped long enough. I think he had the weed eater in one hand and Jesus in the other. That man sit there and preach. He ain't had no bread. He used to preach. I mean, that's what you get right there.
Oh,
on the phone and the church. And I know it seems like a bunch of, but that's Brother Clayton right there. Man, it's just God using that man.
Man, help us, Lord.
And, man, I appreciate it, Brother Clayton. We love you.
I love y'all too, brother.
Amen. Well, it's good to have Brother Askew with us tonight.
Yes, sir.
Got Brother John being
one
here.
One of the best, brother.
Standing in the gap. And
he's a good
one. Brother Bay's down. And Brother Askew is stepping up.
Hey, man.
Appreciate that.
Boy, that's good.
You come. Find the Lord.
Help him, Lord. Touch him. Pray for him.
Brother, you recording this?
I am.
Okay, very good. I won't have to do it then. Give me a fit if I don't record this stuff.
Amen.
You know, tell you what, we'll just have a word of prayer. Father, I want to thank you for Brother Travis Clayton being here.
Thank you, Lord. You're so merciful.
I'm so grateful.
Thank you.